الله الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا إنا سنلقي عليك قولا ثقيلا إن ناشئة الليل هي أشد وطئا وأقوم قيلا إن لك في النهار سبحا طويلا واذكر اسم ربك وتبتل إليه تبتيلا رب المشرق والمغرب لا إله إلا هو فاتخذه وكيلا واصبر على ما يقولون واهجرهم هجرا جميلا وذرني والمكذبين أولي النعمة ومهلهم قليلا إن لدينا أنكالا وجحيما وطعاما ذا غصة وعذابا أليما يوم ترجف الأرض والجبال وكانت الجبال كثيبا مهيلا إنا أرسلنا إليكم رسولا رسولا شاهدا عليكم كما أرسلنا إلى فرعون رسولا فعصى فرعون الرسول فأخذناه أخذا وبيلا فكيف تتقون إن كفرتم يوما يجعل الولدان شيبا السماء منفطر به كان وعده مفعولا إن هذه تذكرة فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه سبيلا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إن ربك يعلم أنك تقوم أدنى من ثلثي الليل ونصفه وثلثه وطائفة من الذين معك والله يقدر الليل والنهار علم أن لن تحصوه فتاب عليكم فاقرؤوا ما تيسر من القرآن علم أن سيكون منكم مرضى وآخرون يضربون في الأرض يقاتلون في سبيل الله فاقرؤوا ما تيسر منه وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وأقرضوا الله قرضا حسنا وما تقدموا لأنفسكم من خير تجدوه عند الله هو خيرا وأعظم أجرا واستغفروا الله إن الله غفور رحيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا راد لما قضيت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك ويا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم إنا نسألك خير هذا اليوم فتحه ونصره ونوره وبركته وهداه ونعوذ بك من شر ما فيه وشر ما بعده. رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسوله ونبيه. اللهم بك أصبحنا وبك مسينا وبك نحيا وبك نموت، فلك الحمد ولك الشكر وإليك النشور. أصبحنا وأصبح الملك لله رب العالمين لا شريك لك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Last we read the hadith. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu قال استأذنت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في العمرة. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had asked Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم that give me permission to go for Umrah. The lesson we said we first learned from there is that it doesn't matter how big a person is. If there's somebody senior to him, then he should make mashura with him. Now here, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he wants to go for Umrah, such a great thing. But what he did is he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked for permission. So the first thing is, if there are big people around us, there's our mashayikh, our ulama, even for a thing like Umrah, a person should go and make mashura that I want to go for Umrah. Is it advisable for me to go at this moment? We don't realize how much of khair there is in just making that mashura. So Umar radiallahu anhu came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked for permission to go for Umrah. فَأَذِنَ لِي So for then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given permission to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu to go. وقال, and then thereafter Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam told Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, لَا تَنْسَنَا يَا أُخَيَّ مِنْ دُعَائِكَ That, oh my young brother, don't forget me in your du'as. In other words, when you go there, you're going to make a lot of du'a. So don't forget me also in your du'as. So the next lesson we learn from here is that a person that is going for Umrah, then we should take du'as from him, that please, when you go there, don't forget me also in your du'as. Another thing we learn from here, it doesn't matter how senior a person may be, he shouldn't feel shy to ask the next person for du'a. Here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, that when you go, please don't forget me, oh my young brother, in du'a. The next lesson we learn from this hadith is that when we're addressing somebody, address them with nice words. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam using the word Ya Ukhayya. Akhi in Arabic means my brother. Ukhayya means, oh my young brother. So in other words, he's addressing him with loving words. Oh my young brother, that don't forget me in your du'as. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was so touched by these words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So he said, فَقَالَ كَلِمَةً مَا يَسُرُّنِي أَنَّ لِي بِهَا الدُّنْيَا He said, such words Rasulullah sallam told me that I am not willing to give it up for the whole dunya. In other words, this few words of kindness that he showed me, that don't forget me, oh my young brother, in your du'as. If the whole world was given to me in exchange for these words that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, I wouldn't be prepared to give the whole world away. In other words, it touched me so much. The ulama explained, sometimes we use kind words, we use soft words on people, we don't know how much it has an impact on them. They feel so nice, they feel so good about it, that they remember these kind words that we use on them, especially on our subordinates, our employees, those people that are younger than us, our nephews, our nieces, children, etc. We should always try and use kind words. We don't know what an impact it has on them, just using kind words. In another riwayat, قَالَ أَشْرِكْنَا يَا أُخَيَّ فِي دُعَائِكَ Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, أَشْرِكْنَا That make me a partner in your du'as. Whatever du'as you're going to make, include me in those du'as, so that I can also benefit from the du'as that you make. Today's hadith, and Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma qal, kana Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yuzuru Quba rakiban wa mashiyan. Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would visit Masjid Quba. He would go rakiban, sometimes he would go on a conveyance, wa mashiyan, sometimes he'll go walking. So those of us that have an opportunity to go, Allah Pak take us all, we should make it a point as a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he would go to Masjid Quba. And he would either go walking or he would go riding. فَيُصَلِّ فِيهِ رَكَتَيْنِ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read two rakats there. It comes in a hadith, another hadith,
that person that makes wudu, he completes his wudu, and day after he proceeds to Quba, he gets the sawab as though he makes an umrah. So in other words, so much of reward. At the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were very desirous. The Muslims had made hijrat from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah al-Munawwara. Now obviously they staying in Medina, they could not do that umrah, because at that time the kuffar were there and they had control. It was very hard for them to do. So they had this opportunity. If you read two rakats of salah in Masjid al-Quba, it's as though you're getting the sawab of umrah. So this was for them some type of condolence, that at least we're getting that sawab, some type of consolence, that we're getting the sawab of umrah just by going to Masjid al-Quba. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself would go there and he would visit. وفي رواية كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يأتي مسجد قباء كل سبت راكبا وماشيا وكان ابن عمر يفعله. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام would go to مسجد قباء, sometimes riding, sometimes walking, and he would go every Saturday. This is what this hadith, every Saturday he would go. And Hazrat Umar ibn Umar رضي الله عنه, the son of Hazrat Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه, he also followed in that practice of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of implementing this beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It seems so simple, but to Sahaba this was such a great thing, that we saw Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, come Saturday he would go, we also followed exactly in his footsteps. So therefore Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, who is relating this hadith, he says that I also used to do the same thing because I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam doing the same thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillah.